Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for February 5th to 11th, 2011. Following the resignation of the Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, Israeli officials expressed concerns about the future of the Israeli-Egyptian relations, and the Palestinian Authority sets date for municipal elections in July. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Sikara Parisa.
Israeli soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets on Friday to attack anti-war protesters organized in southern and central West Bank villages. Two international supporters were arrested by Israeli troops during an anti-settlement and wall protest in the old city of Hebron in the southern West Bank. International and Israeli supporters joined residents to protest the expansion of Israeli settlements in the old city. People tried to enter Al-Shuhada Street, which has been closed to Palestinians by the Israeli army since 1994. Soldiers used tear gas and forced people away using rifle butts and batons. Near Bethlehem City, also southern West Bank, villagers of Al-Mathsala organized their weekly protest against the Israeli wall built on lands owned by local farmers. The protesters marched after the midday prayers and tried to reach the lands where Israel is building the wall. Soldiers stopped the march at the entrance of the village and forced people back using tear gas. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Belin village, central West Bank, two were injured and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest there. As has been the case every Friday for the past 6 years, international and Israeli supporters joined the villagers after the midday prayers and marched up to the gate of the wall separating villagers from their lands. Israeli troops stationed at the gate fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. Mohammed Al-Khatib, 18 years old, was injured on his hand by a gas bomb, and Mohammed Abu Rama, 19 years old, was injured on his leg, also by a tear gas bomb. Others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday in central West Bank, a number of protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation in the village of Nalin. Villagers joined by Israeli and international supporters marched after midday prayers to the wall. As soon as they reached it, Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. Troops also chased people back to the village. This week the protest ended in clashes between local youths and Israeli soldiers. The nearby village of Annebisela also organized on Friday its weekly protest against the wall and settlements. People marched from the village centers towards their lands where Israel is building settlements. Troops used tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and live munitions at protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, and thus far two Palestinian men in their 40s have been arrested, and at the time of this release, the protest continues. For IMEMC.org, this is Sakare Pahithia.
Palestinian Authority is set to demand protection for archaeological heritage from the UNESCO. Meanwhile, the PA sets July of this year as the date for municipal elections. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the story.
The Palestinian move is intended at preserving the cultural and religious locations nationwide in the occupied Palestinian territories, such as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, third holiest Islamic shrine. During a meeting of UNESCO in Geneva for all cultural and archaeological heritages in Palestine, recently the Israeli authorities have accelerated settlement building around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, jeopardizing structure of such a holy Islamic shrine. In other news, the Palestinian Authority set this week, July of 2011, to be the time for municipal elections. In response, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza refused as unfitting current state of division between Gaza and the West Bank. Hamas contends that the Fatah-led PA in the West Bank replaced democratically elected municipal councils in 2007 as the internal infighting between Hamas and Fatah. Hamas only accepts election once a national unity deal is reached. Other Gaza-based factions, except the Islamic Jihadi group and a few other minor parties, welcomed the call for elections. According to Palestinian constitution, both Hamas and Fatah should go for ballot after terms of parliament and the presidency came to an end about 2 years ago. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
The Israeli military wounded more than 15 Palestinian civilians and abducted more than 30 in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The details with IMEMC's Ramona M.
The Israeli military abducted on Monday morning four Palestinians, three of whom were children, from the Hebron district in the West Bank. On Monday, the Israeli military and police destroyed the Bedouin village of Al-Araqib, located in the Negev Desert in southern Israel. This is the 12th time that Israeli forces have destroyed the village, which is unrecognized by the Israeli government. Early Tuesday morning, the Israeli military abducted three Palestinians from Jenin refugee camp during a raid on houses in the camp, and abducted four more Palestinians from the town of Salat al-Harithaya. On Tuesday, an 18-year-old man was shot with rubber-coated steel bullets in the West Bank village of Beit Omar by the Israeli military. He was shot in the back, neck, and hands. He is in the hospital where he is being treated for moderate wounds. On Tuesday, four projectiles were fired from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. The projectiles landed in Kibbutz Shar HaNegev. No injuries were reported. Also on Wednesday, a Palestinian youth was wounded after being shot in the leg by the Israeli army in Urif, close to Nablus. He was shot with rubber-coated ammunition by the Israeli army after a group of children started shouting and throwing stones at the armored vehicles passing them. On Thursday, residents of southern village of Al-Araqib in Israel clashed with JNF workers who came to plant trees in the area. Three people were arrested for allegedly hurling stones. On Thursday, two homes were demolished by the Israeli army in the village of Kibbutz Tana near Nablus. On Friday, Israeli soldiers and policemen broke into the homes of three Fatah leaders in occupied East Jerusalem and kidnapped them before moving them to Al-Maskobiya, an interrogation facility in the city. Member of the Revolutionary Council of Fatah Movement in Jerusalem, Dmitri Diliani, stated that the Israeli army and police are stepping up their attack against Fatah leaders and other political leaders in the West Bank, especially in occupied East Jerusalem, amidst ongoing clashes between local residents and armed Jewish settlers who are constantly attacking Palestinian homes and property in the city. On Sunday, three Gaza and rubble collectors collecting rubble to use as building materials were shot and injured by Israeli soldiers. On Wednesday, Palestinian medical sources reported that 10 residents were wounded in a number of airstrikes targeting several areas in the Gaza Strip. Eight residents, including two children and three women, were wounded after the army bombarded a medical storage facility east of Gaza City. For IMEMC.org, this is Ramona M.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and George Rishmawi.